ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 6th, and Text 19 is the last text in this chapter, The Activities of Lord Rishabhadev. Dhyana Bhuta Nijalabdha Vrita Tishtam Shreyasya tatrachanaya chidra supta buddhe Lokasya ya karunaya bhayam atmalokam Akyannamo bhagavate shabaya tasmai Nityanubhuta, due to being always conscious of his real identity. Nijalabha Nivritta Trishna, who was complete in himself, and had no other desire to fulfill. Shreyasi, in life, genuine welfare. Atat Rachanaya, by expanding activities in the material field, mistaking the body for the self. Chira, for a long time. Supta, sleeping. Buddhe, vows intelligence. Lokasya, of men. Yaha, who? Lord Rishabhadev. Karunaya, by his causeless mercy. Abhayam, fearlessness. Atmalokam, the real identity of the self. Akyat, instructed. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shabaya, unto Lord Rishabhadev. Tasmai, unto him. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rishabhadev, was fully aware of his true identity. Therefore, he was self-sufficient, and he did not desire external gratification. There was no need for him to aspire for success, since he was complete in himself. Those who unnecessarily engage in bodily conception and create an atmosphere of materialism are always ignorant of their real self-interest. Out of his causeless mercy, Lord Rishabhadev taught the self's real identity and the goal of life. We therefore offer you respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who appear as Lord Rishabhadev. Purport of Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. This is the summary of this chapter, in which the activities of Lord Rishabhadev are described. Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Lord Rishabhadev is complete in himself. We living entities as part and parcels of the Supreme Lord should follow the instructions of Lord Rishabhadev and become self-sufficient. We should not create unnecessarily demands due to the body conception. When one is self-realized, he is sufficiently satisfied due to being situated in his original spiritual position, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 1854. Brahma Bhutak Prasanatma Nashyanchati Kankshati. This is the goal of all living entities. Even though one may be situated within this material world, he can become fully satisfied and devoid of hankering and lamentation simply by following the instructions of the Lord, as set forth in Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Satisfaction through self-realization is called Svarupananda. The conditioned souls eternally sleeping in darkness. Those not understand his self-interest. He simply tries to become happy by making material adjustments, but this is impossible. It is therefore said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Na te viduh svarta gatim hi vishnum. Due to gross ignorance, the conditioned soul does not know that his real self-interest is to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, to try to become happy by adjusting the material atmosphere is an endless endeavor. Indeed, it is impossible, but his personal behavior and instructions, Lord Rishabhadev enlightened the conditioned soul and showed him how to become self-sufficient in his spiritual identity. This and the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 6th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Activities of Lord Rishabhadev. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhbhagvaccha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Well, I'm begging for some blessings. Say something. What I prepare, because it's different, preparing and saying is kind of different atmosphere and many things anyway. But yeah, without blessings on Vaishnavas, it's like is this verse, it's like whatever stupid disciple by mercy of Guru can cross the mountains and can say something if he's foolish. Well, is really, really interesting verse, like for me personally. It's like Prabhupada quoting two verses from Bhagavad Gita 1854 and from Srimad Bhagavatam. I have somewhere. It's about Prahlad Maharaj. I don't. It's which is seven canto, yeah, from seven canto, and he make actually the verse from Bhagavad Gita is about person who follow the process, and is we have one devotee who have name exactly what is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. This 1854 is one word, and is one devotee who got not so long time ago this name from Kadamakanana Maharaj. Yes. This the prasannatma. And actually this word mean pure soul. Very pure soul. Even very. It's like and actually the verse explaining more is like actually Prabhupada really wonderful put the meaning of the verse in the sentence. And this person is not attached for something what came and is not hankering or just after something what is lost or generally desiring. So is the quality of this person is like we will like have, because even Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur he's even more explaining this verse prasannatma, like is similar like pure water, prasanna salya. So is pure water is amazing. It's like in mountains you can go and water just going up and you taste this water. Is you cannot buy in a shop this kind of water, which coming from the Mother Earth. So we won't be like that. We are actually sitting here and we want just somehow forced ourselves for Viprasanatma. And then Prabhupada is saying other verse from seventh canto. It's like the person who actually don't know Krishna should be in center, should be the most important. This person just losing everything and is not interested about devotional service at all. Don't want make devotional service. Won't do other things, and it's like thinking about and managing for himself this and that. And actually, in this verse, it's like Prabhupada translating Lord Rishabhadev was self-sufficient. And actually, both actually person who is materialistic also thinking about be self-sufficient, but cannot be making many arrangements for the, in this case it's like thinking about family, about car and everything, and won't make this complete, like perfect. Generally, lots of us are perfectionists and somehow we're suffering from this, because we cannot be in this material world. It's not possible. It's like we can be perfect when we are putting ourselves in position of servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the gopis. Only like that. And actually it's point like who coming to devotional service, who is interested about all these things. And Krishna is saying to Arjuna, from pious persons, four kind of persons coming to me. So what is the actually we should be pious, and then we can start devotional service. Without piety it's not possible. And then somebody now remember which kind of persons coming to devotional service to Krishna. It's like few words is Artha, Jigyasu, Artha Arti, and Gyani. Somebody can try to translate these words? Which? Yeah, but the distressed is the first one. But generally, I feel like that. I came to this process because I was just suffering, like we're saying in Polish, like we don't putting dog outside on the rain because he will just suffering and just using his lamenting after this because he's attached for the honor and warm place in the house. So, and this actually giving to us some, yeah, it's like person who is in distress, inquisitive. I have problem. English is not my mother language, so sorry. And then one who desires some gain, some wealth, and one who actually knows the things how as they are. And we can see what is the actually secret of making progress, of doing progress, and how to do actually. It's like I have some kind of my thoughts about that and actually some understanding by reading Shastras. We have to rising ourselves through gunas. Like generally with lots me. And I think I have some company equals and this and that. And generally we start from tamoguna. And then we have to rise. And somebody who is actually in distress is this person who is in more in tamas. Then somebody who is inquisitive, yeah, person is inquisitive. Oh, thank you, inquisitive. It's like it's a little bit going to rajas and connected with tamas and rajas, and somebody who want desire some something is really in rajas, in passion. And then the gyani is in sattva. So this is our goal actually is achieve even little bit more shuddha sattva. But this coming later. This coming after sometimes, after just but by following the process, just chanting, hearing, and just all the nine, we have this nine processes. We just rising, we just developing, and during this way, actually we're making many mistakes. We're doing false, choices, and then we somehow falling down or a little bit slowing, making slower our progress. But generally, we have tendency for crying after this and just even sometimes stop or something. No. Krishna is not like that. Krishna is, and actually, old Vaishnavas, the older Vaishnavas, the late Vaishnavas, they know we cannot actually, it's not good for us, just stop or whatever, crying. Just pick up and just go. Go further. It's like child. It's like Prabhupada actually is saying that the ability for walking is in the child. It's like this normal. The same ability, we have this ability for be prasanatma, but we just, it's new life, new possibility, new arrangement, and we just a little bit surprised. We just our attention is here and there and everywhere. So not so much about Krishna, because we're just learning. Like this type of person who is quoted in Srimad Bhagavatam is like, who is actually, yeah, this is, yeah. Then, yeah, we have to just pick up ourselves and going. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Shri Gaura Nita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Then, we're just going. And actually, what is the goal, actually, how we can do this? And actually, it's verse in Nectar of Devotion, is like, anyo bilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna nu. And yeah, this is like, anyo bilashita, this is things which we have to avoid, they are not desired to us. And we have to avoid jnana karma and other items, other things. And anukulyena, we have to go in we have to make Krishna in the center. Friendliness and favorableness, we have to just put Krishna in the center. And this is like, it's actually the same, like, generally is like, how is this? We have nyama in yama, so something like that. We have something what is favorable, and so this is like, and Prabhupada actually did this in this verse, in purport of this verse. And then, when we put Krishna in the center, it's like, it's verse from Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 29, Bhaktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. When we know Krishna is just, this is the our goal. He, for him, everything's like belong to him. He's source of all yagyas and everything, then we can, what Krishna is saying there? Thanks him also. But it's like, yeah, then living entity attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. This is the point. And yesterday we were speaking a little bit on after lecture, or was point about miseries and all these things, suffering. And this is nice things speaking about that. Because we in this material world, we have this body, and even pure devotee we have this body, is not material body, but still we can somehow see their suffering. But it's like they not in this suffering. And all these things is like sicknesses, all these things is more for we can serve to them and we can make progress. But still they in this material world. But I heard one interesting story from Lila Shuka Prabhu. It's like, he was saying, constantly he had teeth pain. when he was young. And then when his friend was coming, he was forgetting about that. He had something else to do. So the same with our pains, our mental problems, when we have other how to say, point or some other things to observe, to be in this, we can somehow forget about body, forget about mental platform. And this is actually what can help in for us. And then also we have to learn how to control our senses. Like Upadeshamrita, first verse. Somebody know? Bhakti Shastri? Boys? Marek? No? Yeah. Vacha Vegam and Asahavada. Kroda Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Utarpastra Vegam, Atan Vegam. So then this is something what we have to do. And actually, yeah, how we can to do? Like turtle, which have intelligence and see some, have goal. We have goal. We have Krishna. But many things coming out. I like the things about lift. This like Prabhupada is saying the spiritual life that in ISKCON, whatever, it's like lift. Yogi going on staircase, and we can go also like that. But the we're going on the lift, Prabhupada put us in the lift, and we just... But the point is, we have many levels, going up, going, and it's many levels, and many things around. And we can see all these things through window in this lift. And it's some sense gratification, ice cream, pizza, whatever, sex, cars, and just lift stopping, and we just want, not want, we have to go. You have desire, you go. This is like that. So we have to be quite aware about this, and it's like, yeah, till we're not so much concentrating about chanting. And during chanting, when we have other desires than chanting, then this thing's coming. We're really coming. So the lift is just stopping, and we have to go and just, oh boy, what I did. But anyway, we can have shorter or longer time with enjoying all these things. We're coming back, and we're just going to the lift, and then I just close eyes and go. Ever completely up with association with devotee. So this is possible. And then it's like Prabhupada in purport is for the first verse of Upadeshamrita, he's quoting the verse Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hayanda Kareyahan Krishna Tahannahi Mayara Mayara Adhikara. So, this is the point. If we don't... Where is Krishna? There is light. Where is light? There is Krishna conscious. And when we have some problems, and we attach for other topics than Krishna, we just have association with these topics. I know it's easy to speaking about these things on Vyasasana, but I'm saying, I'm preaching to myself also. It's not like that. And the point it's like till we don't get the real taste for chanting, for devotional service, we will have problem. But actually, it's again, what can help to us? Follow the process. It's like the sickness, yeah. So it's like Shukara Kandi, chanting and association with devotees, and just we have this intelligence. Prabhupada gave to us and all parampara, everything just bombarding us with all this literature, and we just doing. And actually, Next is third verse from Upadeshyamrita, Utsahani Shariat Daryat. So we have to have, how is this? We have to have. Yes. These three things, very, very important. Enthusiasm, confidence, and patience. Without this, we cannot go further. And actually, how to do that? And confidence is actually the most important things. If we have confidence, we can go further. And we can have enthusiasm. And we can have patience. This is connected, really connected. Without this, it's like... And then... True intelligence, this is Buddhi yoga, actually. Without intelligence, we cannot go. So, with intelligence, we're going for enthusiasm, patience, and confidence. Otherwise, if Prabhupada is saying, even if you won't have achieved some material success, you have to be patient, you have to have enthusiasm. So it's like that. And then I think, it's like, no, it's nice verse from 9 chapter of and 22 Bhagavad Gita. Somebody know this verse by heart? Anunyash chintanyatomam te jantah. It's like Krishna is saying, what he is saying? Krishna is saying, but those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on me, my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. It's amazing, yeah? And actually, it's like, actually, Arjuna is like, Acharya saying, like, Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Balade Vidya Bhushana, they just adding something. And Arjuna is saying, hey, Krishna, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this effort? For what? It's like, who you are? You're serving to these guys. Krishna, no. They are my beloved person, and I won't do this. And it's my pleasure. But, other hand, this devotee doesn't want these things because he don't need so much. And it's like even Radharani is just caring or providing this and that. It's like Rupa and Sanatan, they had some nice kata in Vrindavan. They were speaking, and actually Sanatan was thinking, wow, I would like have some prasadam for my older brother. I don't have. And then they discussing, and some beautiful girl came with boga for sweet rice. Just, oh, I saw you, I think you are hungry, and just, I'm bringing you this, and you cooked. She gave to them boga, but they was discussing topics about Krishna. They was even somehow forget about this boga. And she came again, you know, I will cook for you. And she just make the sweet rice, and she cooked, and she bring the sweet rice and gave to Sanatana Goswami. And then they put still on site, and they was discussing, and then later Sanatan said, oh, some Mataji bring the sweet rice, so we had so nice discussion. Our body is a little bit tired, so let's just enjoy the sweet rice. And Rupa Goswami was taking first, and he was just falling on floor and on the ground, and he said, What is this? Who gave you this? I taste Mahaprasadam for Lord Chaitanya. I was getting ecstasy. But this is even better. What is this? Who gave you this? And then Sanatana Goswami said, no, actually, yeah, it was this girl. Wow, this was Radharani. This was for sure Radharani. You rascal, you had some desires? Yeah, I wanted to give you some prasadam because you are my older brother. So, you cannot have these desires in Vrindavan. You cannot have. But they put in bundle the sweet, actually they finished sweet rice, but they put the jar. It's like the clay pots. And they was just in occasion like breaking, and they was delicious. And the same effect, like sweet rice, the same effect from dust of the pots. So this is, yeah, but this is other level than we, but we follow. Okay, I think I have to stop. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Some chastisements, like losses. I love this. And then corrections or whatever, some realizations, welcome. Especially realizations about this. Yes, Mataji Jayabhadra. Yes. Yeah, Mother Jayabhadra is saying like first verse of Upadeshyamrita is just for somebody who won't be guru or on position of guru. Well, yeah, and you can recognize. But I've been in Vrindavan 2009 or 10. Kartik, and my Guru Maharaj was giving lecture, and he was saying how he became Guru, how he became, he had slowly some responsibility and this and that, and he became like temple president, Sankirtan leader, or whatever, this and that, and this was like, oof. And Guru, Sannyasi, and then Guru, and he said, you know, soon I will ask you, you will become Guru. So, This is, yeah, is process for everybody, but the process forcing us for anyway, without controlling senses, we cannot go further. We can get some happiness for sometimes and but. Excuse me. Actually, this is the point, like the stress, yeah, but the conscious, if we concentrate on other things, what I was like mentioned when Lila Shuka Prabhu had the story with his friend, we just, like Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he was suffering a lot, cancer, just, you know, like the body was failing, but he was concentrated on Krishna. When he was just, how this was? Jayorade Jayosham Jayashivrindavan Dham. He was crying, but from ecstasy for chanting this, not from pain of the body. And then after he was, this, yeah, by controlling senses we can get this. And that's it. Otherwise we just getting punishments from mind, from everything, from senses, because this is like good, it's like ignorance or passion. Okay, passion is sweet on beginning, and then it's bleh, I don't want this, it's like too much or short. And then If you're just suffering from this controlling senses, suffering, and then some bulb is coming, wow! And then we can understand the scriptures of Rupa Sanatan and everybody, just by this. And then we will get bliss. This is like that. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Grantarat Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Go Premanande.